Flight crew, please prepare for departure.
Attention passengers, this is Mr. Ventress. The pilot would like to apologize for the delay and your flight here with the Flight Benefits crew during this very tumultuous and crazy time dealing with COVID. We know it's been a while and we know you guys had to wait, but we're here to tell you that we're now ready to board for season 3 of Flights with Benefits podcast. But until then, we have luckily found all your luggage and we'll be presenting to you the lost luggage episodes from season 2. So thanks for rocking with us. Hopefully you enjoyed the episode and stick around for season 3 of Flights with Benefits podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Flights with Benefits podcast, where we discuss everything from flights, relationships, melanated travel, and everything in between. We are your hosts, Kim the Genie, Sir Bailey, Mr. Adventurous, and our guest host, Lamar, also known as LA. Mr. Adventurous has just come back from vacation, and we're really excited to have him back. So today, we'll be discussing a myriad of things. Just had an interesting conversation just before we started recording, so I think that that's probably going to insert itself in here somewhere. But today we're going to be discussing hometown heroes.
Back to our regular conversation.
On this podcast, we talk. Why is Bailey like this? Exactly, LA. Thank you.
Let me
preface this so we can mix it in with the travel. So here's the question: If you're on a trip,
the question was about your friend,
directly disrespecting her.
It's a person that you know.
What is your level? So is your friend. If your friend and he's disrespecting your significant other, you know, what's the level that you have to be for you smack the ish out of them? And I was saying that, what's your level for smacking the ish out of somebody? And I was just like, I don't even know my level, but I'm not going to tell you my level because you're just going to get smacked. Like,
everybody has a different level.
If you reach it, instantly, it's just like, now you know the line's been crossed.
Disrespect. Like, especially for people from New York, when I was living in New York, I'd see things as like, oh, just regular. They'd be like, you know about to disrespect me. And I was like, wait, I don't know what's happening right now. But it goes from a 0 to 100 real quick. It depends on you.
I just feel a certain type of way when I see a dude arguing with a girl that's not his girl anyway. Like, I can't even see, like, if me and you were to get in an argument, you could never see me entertaining you in that capacity, having a heated argument somewhere, like in public, like us cussing each other out and shit like that. I don't like the way that looks. I don't like the way that presents itself.
I feel like, but you've never had an argument in public ever with a woman?
Not with no female that I'm not, like, with. Maybe my sister, but not like, not like somebody else's girl. Like, no, what the hell am I arguing with?
I don't care.
Some people, I'm not those people. People have full out arguments
because they're too comfortable.
I gotta keep some
people.
Peripheral.
Some people got way too much energy wasted on something that has nothing to do with them.
Notice to slap the shit out of him because if he know anything, he should be ready to jump on me too.
But either way, let's say you're not in your hometown. Let's say you're not in the U.S., blah, blah, blah. You on a trip, like a group trip, and somebody, because, you know, people got couples on trips or
these
whatever.
These hands are international. Don't even finish the question. Know? These hands are international. You can get them.
You would get in a public argument in, like, Sardinia.
No, I'm not going to do it.
So first of all, my significant other is not going to be, it's not even going to be long enough for it to be considered an argument. Like, some dude is not going to have that many words of hostility towards her in a wrong tone. Like, it doesn't be towards me. Then it'd be two men
having an argument. Like, blah, blah, blah. Whoa, that's five words. You over your limit. You're now talking to me, and I don't like your tone.
That should be
and
everybody.
Saying that a word will slap.
There are some people that that's how I feel. On purpose, just so that they're.
And guess what? I hope he got the Tyson and, you know, Roy Jones hands. Because listen, dog, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you when they talk about it. Listen,
girl, get you beat listen, the fuck
liquor
out.
Courage and girlfriend courage. I've seen many a man get tossed around. Many. The, what you just
What's
said.
Girlfriend courage.
Blah 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 blah.
Oh, girls getting gully so that their man can step in.
So the thing. So the thing about it though, the what I've seen this happen is like dudes like trying to play the let out. Like, it's at the end of the night, you're overseas, you're at a club or something, and then people they thought they were winning, and then they found out at the end of the night that she got a dude or she wasn't winning, and now dude wants to for some reason argue with her, like that's going to change his predicament, and then all of a sudden now you got a grown man arguing or yelling or cursing at his grown woman.
I've seen that happen
in the first place.
Like, this isn't my girl, but I don't like you disrespecting women, da da da, and next thing you know they're fighting.
That's if Vivi was. I have.
Why do you look like that?
His hands
you
on a woman that she obviously wasn't with him or doesn't want him, and says something.
Go ahead.
So, this is different. There's a stop the situation from happening, which is like, hey man, just let it go. You don't need that. We're in another place. You're gonna go into jail. They're gonna can you with some bamboo sticks. Or if it's my significant other,
but
then
you're too big for that. Man, you're too big. You kill somebody. Lord, I can see little men be getting mad for
bad.
No reason because they're little. I get it.
What do you consider
but
little?
If you
what's the height that you
and
consider
in another
little?
Country?
Don't do
you
it.
Know,
please don't do that.
If you're shorter than me,
please don't do that.
I know who Bailey's
I'm
referring
not, actually.
To.
Actually, I'm just asking. What is the height you consider little?
Come on, man. Why do I always gotta go back?
I'm 5'4". If you are smaller than 5'4", then you're little. You're little.
You're little if you're taller
but
than
that. It's okay.
Right.
Well, but you're what, 6? Lamar, how tall are you? 6'2"? Yeah, so
I mean,
everybody's 6 foot,
dog.
Little
I'm
to
good.
You. It don't even matter.
I make it.
I think men are different. Men are different because they automatically feel like if you little and you got a problem, like they just laugh at you. I've seen that happen.
No, it's not that. It's when they want to act like. If you're
why are you pointing up? Why are you pointing
barking,
up?
Like, that's how I seem like you getting all mad, you barking.
You're pointing up. For those of you who can't see him, he's pointing up like somebody.
Because you know, that's what they're doing. They're like blah 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 blah. And
you're
like,
you're tall. And Lamar's
and he's looking down
tall.
Like, what are you doing right now? Like, stop. Like, stop.
Okay.
Like,
that's fine. I'm supposed to be short. I'm a girl.
So I would say one thing because you know the genie she says.
So what did you want to add, Lamar? I'm interested.
Somebody else's situation. I would just say be careful of that because I've seen. I can't remember where I was at because I was very intoxicated. But I want to say I was in Charlotte. It was a dude, like you said, typical club let out scene. Dude and girl arguing, and one of not necessarily a friend or really even associate. He just ended up in a group with us when we were at the club. Jumped in on the female's behalf, started arguing with the dude. Him and the dude started scrapping, you know, and then the girl jumped in to defend her man, so they jumped him. So you just, sometimes you just got to be careful.
And,
I'm not about
and,
to jump
and at
in
that
stop
moment,
you,
you
know,
took that L.
Yeah, I'm not about to jump in.
That's sad.
It's like you need to have a situational awareness. You need to be like, wait, is this y'all know each other? Oh, y'all might want to go home, dog. Y'all might go home. Y'all don't put your business in the streets.
So sometimes that just might be their level of love. They just might be on that Bobby and Whitney. They might like to slap each other around in public and then go home and do their thing. So you just gotta be careful sometimes.
Oh gosh. I can't.
So I got the same story with a different let out. I think I was in the Pacific Northwest. I think I was in Seattle and let out this dude was yelling out this girl trying to holler. She wasn't having it. This other dude came in and tried to like butt into the situation, the two dudes start having an issue. They start wanting it's like the girl's girlfriend came into there and like all of a sudden, like there was like this weird thing where this girl, the girlfriend was like getting these punches.
I don't want to watch it because
stuff like that. You just fascinated. You just watching like,
no, look, in South Dallas.
Is that where Paul Wall's from?
You know you want to watch it.
Paul Wall's from Houston.
So who's from Dallas?
Dallas. Who's the Eau Claire.
Mike Jones. Who's the name I'm from Dallas? Dallas.
I'm from Dallas.
Mike Jones. Who?
Who's it that candy paint job? Can I remember
cream
that?
On the inside. Clean on that?
Yeah, cream on the inside, cream on the outside. Ooh, and on the ice cream paint job. He's from...
Cream on the outside. ice cream.
The point is, I'm from Dallas. Today we're talking about hometown. So let's bring it back. We're actually talking about hometown. So
what are we talking about today?
We talk a lot about traveling outside of the U.S. Bus, plane, train, automobile. But with all the changes going on, transient, working from home, there can definitely be made a case that people can stay and like explore in their hometown. So LA, Sir Bailey, Mr. Adventurous, and I have all grown up in like various locations. And we can tell you, for those of you who like road trips and things like that, what makes those places special. So today is dedicated to hometown heroes. But first the juice.
No, man.
Do we have any juice?
What up, Mr. Ventress? Coming back from a nice, relaxing time in the Turks and Caicos. And while I was in the Turks, which you guys need to check out if you got the money too, because it's expensive. The CDC actually had the new mask mandate for the vaccinated folks among us, which basically means no mask mandate. Basically means we're out here in this honor system. Still, right now, CDC guidance is if you are fully vaccinated, that means you took your second shot, 2 weeks has passed. Guess what? Summertime is now. You can go out there. You can wear a mask around people who are vaccinated, non-vaccinated, and inside, outside, in a bikini, underwater. I don't care. Now, should you? That's, of course, on all of you. I will tell you that most destinations still are going to require you to wear a mask traveling through that airport because you don't know what's going on with these people bringing to you from all over the world. Also, just because the United States government CDC says that, mask mandate is a thing, don't go into other countries and think that you can stop wearing your mask there because most of these other countries, they have not dropped their mask mandates. They're still dealing with different types of variants and they're going to look at you sideways when you try to come onto their beach with no mask talking about, well, the CDC says, and they're going to put you under the jail. So United States, you vaccinated, please get vaccinated. We're all encouraging all of our pastors to get out there and get vaccinated and go out, have fun. Summer 2021 is yours. But you hop on that plane, go to other countries, mask up. It's too easy. You've been doing it for a year. And that's your juice.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Kim's Corner, better health for a better life. So how much do you all care about cleanliness in the place you guys stay? So online, Airbnb is getting roasted for their excessive, supposedly cleaning, quote unquote, fees. As the world opens back up, I know most of you are already looking for moves for July 4th, Juneteenth, Memorial Day weekend, for the billions of postponed panty weddings and baby showers.
Panty weddings? All about what are we doing? Summer. What is going on?
Pandemic. It's not as fun. But, you may want to read the fine lines of your Airbnb agreement. So the guest hosting site has come under fire as social media posts showed some fees totaling more than the nightly rate of the rental itself. For example, one user said that their nightly rate was $125, but due to the cleaning fees and taxes, the whole total of the cost for one night was $415. Airbnb was trending on Twitter as of Wednesday morning. One user said, Airbnb and Uber tripping. We about to take yellow cabs and hotels all summer. They not gonna fee us to death. With no comment from the hosting service and with hotel prices rivaling or even lower than local Airbnbs, having a hot boy, warm girl summer might need some extra planning or extra money if you take this route. And that's it for today, boys and girls. Better health for a better life. So today we're talking about hometown heroes, places to go and things in the know for people that are down for a road trip, or if y'all want to explore that places in your hometown. So all of us are from different places. So I want to know from the flight crew, what was y'all's experience growing up in your hometown? Like if you really loved your experience, wherever it is that you're from, why don't you share with us, like, shout your places out, where you're from, like what made your hometown or what makes your hometown special, like, to this day?
I feel like Bailey's gonna say me.
Low key.
I felt it coming.
I mean, listen. LA, I'm glad that's how y'all feel about me. Thank you. I wasn't gonna say that, but I love the energy. Keep it up.
So for me, I'll start. You know, I'm actually from Rochester, New York. We talked about it briefly a time ago. Small city, big town, depends on how you want to look at
that's
it.
That's where the people. Consortium was.
About 200,000 people, Western New York. So I'm up there with Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, that part. You know, while I do love my hometown just because that's where I grew my roots, that's where my family still is and stuff, there's not a lot of exciting things to say about that, about the area. If people are going to venture through the area, I would recommend them go maybe to the casinos, the Finger Lakes casinos, or up to Niagara Falls. That's always something to do. And then being in the general
Thousand area, Islands,
you know, you have access to. Yep. You have access to, you know.
What is that? What is the Finger Lakes? Is that an area or is that the name of the place?
The Finger Lakes. So it's a series of finger shaped lakes.
Finger Lakes. And, it's in the name.
Yes. It's a.
Hey, it's a good question for y'all to explain to the passengers.
Thank you. Especially for the users.
We got listeners in India.
We got listeners from everywhere. So yeah,
it's a series of, don't get me lying, four, maybe five finger-shaped lakes. And up there they have casinos, they have outlet shopping, they have stuff like that. You know, not the most lucrative stuff for tourism, but you know, it's what people in the area do. Niagara Falls is a big one. A lot of people go down to New York City. And then, you know, just the cities in the area, you can hit D.C. fairly.
How far is Rochester from New York City? Like if you were to drive?
About five hours it is. And that's only because it's Western New York. So you either have to cut through Pennsylvania or you got to go through New York, which will take you east and then or west and then south. East and then south. So it is a little bop, but it's still something to do. I liked being in the area because it was accessible to other big cities, you know, as opposed to being, you know, maybe in the Midwest where there's not as many options or further out, you know, out west too. But it's where I'm from. It's what I like. Things that make Rochester special. I don't know, man. Just once I left that place, I didn't realize how ghetto that city is until I went to other places. So if you want to go somewhere, you want to see some hood brawls or some street fights or something like that.
The whole city is ghetto.
I
love it to death.
I used to date a girl in the high school.
Talk
from
to
Rochester.
My family.
Yeah.
Even if you talk to my
was
family,
she ghetto?
I love them to death, but my family is ghetto. They are. They. It's just what it is. And if you never leave that city and you never see, you know, if you never have a bigger aperture, a bigger scope of things, you won't even know. Because I didn't know until I went to college.
Listen,
I
was like, oh, he learned. We was ghetto listen, he hell. Learned aperture in college.
Yeah, but they're.
But yeah,
so yeah, I used to date a girl, like it was like one of those summer things. Like she went to visit her family in New York during the summer, and then when it was summer, that's when we'll hang out. And then one time I was like, well, I'm gonna go see where you live. When I got a car, we drove to Rochester. I was just like,
no, you don't.
I'm not gonna make it back.
I was like, yeah, this is it.
Liquor this store, is it. Store,
yeah,
store,
you know, next
store.
Year we're going to college, so we just might as well just hit this right now.
Have a baby, because that's what everybody there is trying to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not all bad things. You know, Rochester does have some stuff, like the University of Rochester, one of the best medical programs in the country. I'll give them that. The Museum and Science Center, Strong Memorial Hospital. They do have some. I don't want to say big name, but some moderately sized name things. But once you step outside of that, it is very I'm trying to think of another word for ghetto, but nothing else is coming to my mind right now. So I'm going to just say ghetto.
Hug-a-bug.
Did you say hug-a-bug?
That's where I'm from. It's where I'm from.
I learned this word when I was in Atlanta. Hug-a-bug. I don't know what you're saying, so I'm just going to nod.
No.
Yeah, I'm confused too.
Thank you, LA.
Now I'm gonna go for next because I feel like it should connect because we're coming down from the north, you know, because I'm from a small town on the ocean in New Jersey called Neptune. Neptune is a great place if you're in your 60s and you want to move to your summer home because, like, on the shoot, like, on the I'm from Jersey.
Wait, you're from Jersey?
I'm from Jersey. I'm from the shore. I'm from the real part of Jersey. I'm from Jersey.
Jeannie, every time we say stuff to you, and you be like, what? No.
You've known Gerald forever. Gerald is your profile.
He said it on here.
So.
Continue, Gerald. I'm from the shore in Jersey.
But not the Jersey Shore that whatever y'all want to talk about on TV. I hate that show. I didn't even see that show.
Snooki and Jay Wow.
They weren't from Jersey. They're from Snooki. New York. But let that go. So like I said, it's on the ocean. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. When I grew up, my town was hood, like projects, like everything. The gentrification has happened in massive amounts since I left. And now they got $1 million homes on the beach. Now they got, you know, nightlife. They got brunches. Like, I went to a brunch when I went home like a couple of years ago. I'm sitting in a shot, you know, looking at stuff. But it's a really nice place. It's always for me, it was just home. I didn't really know anything else until I started venturing out, like LA said. But in Jersey, it's the central part of Jersey. So we're exactly an hour from everything. So it was an hour from New York, hour from Philly, hour from Trenton, hour from Atlantic City, you know, and so forth. So, you know, you can kind of centrally get to all that stuff. And for everyone who's been to New Jersey, you know that there's really only one way to travel through New Jersey. So it was off of Exit 7 Alpha on the Turnpike, which, you know, everyone either loves or hates.
The first time you had to pump your gas, were you just like, what?
Yeah, I was kind of, it was when I went to Baltimore and I was just like, what are we doing? Like, I got, how come no one's coming up here?
So nobody's gonna pump his gas. No one's gonna walk up here walking around like, I got to do this myself.
How do you open this? The button inside. There's a button on the inside.
He said, like, ghetto.
I was like, what? But I will say that the things in Jersey, growing up, what we did, we would hop up the Turnpike or the Parkway and go up to Sayreville, New Jersey, which is like the closest thing outside of New York that had like a club, because you couldn't make it into the city and make it out alive or that night. We said make it out alive. There's just no way you're just going to make it in the city.
It's like The Wire part two.
But
Lamar smacking in the screen. Movie candy.
Starburst is giving me everything fat. I need right now.
Fat.
But
fat.
But for those of us who, you know, follows Mr. Adventures of Lifestyle, you also got a lot of stuff to do outdoors. There's no National Pine Barrens, you know.
Well, we gonna get into that. We just wanna know where you from.
No, that's y'all getting access about what makes our home home. So that's your fault.
I did. I'll take that.
Jeannie, you can go. It's okay. People want to hear your voice now. Not really, but okay.
Thank you. So as I was talking about before, I'm from Dallas. So I was actually having this interesting conversation on Twitter where a guy that's the year below me at Howard, he was like, I'm about to buy a house in Dallas. I was like, why? So Dallas is definitely the type of place where I was growing up. I had a really great childhood. I did not grow up in the hood. I grew up in kind of an affluent area. And then I moved to the country. So I'd say the good thing that makes the Dallas really great is that pretty much whatever you're looking for, they have. So they have the areas that are super suburban with the private school, the Dallas Cowboys kids go there and all that type of stuff. They have the areas that you can have horses and, you know, do farming or whatever that might be is your thing. And then they have like the poppin' areas of Dallas. So when I grew up, it was kind of boring. There was nothing to do. But now, you know, there's weddings there. There's bachelor parties. There's pop-up shops. There's bars. You know, people actually go to Dallas to hang out. They go to Dallas on vacation. When I met my boyfriend, he was stationed, I don't remember where, Killeen. Whatever's near there. He said that, yeah, I don't know what place that is, whatever the four is. But he would go and drive to Dallas to have a good time. And I was like, what? You drove to Dallas to go party? And he was like, yeah. So as I got older, I would say that Dallas has definitely changed. Like, yes, it's gentrified, but it's also become like a really, you know, hippie, cool amalgamation of a lot of different things. So if you're looking at the housing market right now, if you want a good road trip, I would say that if we were to create a list of what we've talked about so far from Rochester to, you know, Jersey Shore, I would say visit Dallas. I'd say Dallas is a yes, because it's a hot place. There's a lot of cool stuff to do that we'll get into. And, you know, it's a good place to visit on a road trip. If you're going to go on a road trip, if you're going to stop through Texas, stop through Dallas, because you're going to have a good time. So that's my little spiel so far. Bailey, so this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about hometown heroes. We're talking about our hometowns. And if you all are interested in taking a quick road trip, where you should or should not go. So we're going to check in with Bailey and see what type of stories he has right now.
What's good, everybody? You know, Sir Bailey here with the sauce, with the take flight. My hometown, Mr. Adventures, what you got to say, dog? What you got to say? Don't pause yourself.
I just felt like you were, I felt like you going to take flight when she asked you a question. I was just...
No,
I thought that's what he was doing too. I was mad early, bro.
Like I'm saying,
mad early, bro.
So, I'm torn, right? Because my what I consider to be my hometown is not where I grew up a majority of my life. So I started my, you know, education in my life in Jamaica. So what makes Jamaica great is Jamaica. Check. End of story. Big period. Moving on. I would say, you know, the crib for me, you know, South Florida. South Florida is great because it's the gateway to the Caribbean. I left, and just give you a little history. You leave Jamaica or the Caribbean islands, you go to a few places initially. You went to Florida, Orlando, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Canada. That's where you went. That was the great Caribbean migration, right? Now it's Texas and these weird wild places. I'm finding Jamaicans everywhere. But for South Florida, I think that it gives you that it's America, but then also there's so many cultures, so many things intermixed. It's so.
I don't. I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to say we can't accept South Florida. South Florida is an extension of all the other countries. We just.
Is that because of COVID?
No, my family is originally from Florida.
Or just in general. And
we're from Florida. They from
South Florida.
They some another place.
Fine. So what is South Florida? No, like Tallahassee?
That's Georgia.
South Florida.
Miami's is the capital of a whole dissident part of Florida that the rest of Florida doesn't want to associate with.
Yeah. South Florida. South Florida legitimately.
Bailey, like specify, like what cities Miami, are around where you live? So like people
Fort Lauderdale, Fort
Hollywood,
Hollandale, West Palm Beach. Like, so South Florida.
Most of the places growing up before we all were out here trying to go to Miami, you would go to get beat.
Hey, come to South Side, come to D Side, get these bangers put on you. However, he's not wrong.
I may have had to run for my life in Hollywood. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, back when I was in college in like 07, 06, bro, Hollywood got so hot, they was out here shooting at the police, almost trying to execute them, dog. Like, it gets real in the South Florida, man. Look, you better listen to Kodak Black. Hey, but no. So the beaches are great. Like I said, if you don't have an opportunity to actually leave the country, right? You get to South Florida, that's the best thing you're going to get to being in a Caribbean island. The water is warm. The Spanish is speaking. The Creole, the Compa. Like, it's all the countries of the Caribbean. And there has been a big mass influx of like the Asian, Indian cultures. So guess what? You get that too. You get a little Europe in there too.
I'll be remiss if I don't put out shout out. We just had the Haitian Flag Day and Haitian Independence. You know, the Haitians in South Florida too.
Ça passe. Hey, look, wrong country. However, no. Let it go. You can't see the genie, but you know,
put it away. Put it away. Put it away.
The gun fingers. It looks like the pistol fingers. However.
Quick little history tip.
You know, Haiti was the first Caribbean black country, right? That got their independence, and they took their independence. It wasn't given to them. It wasn't like we don't want.
And
you
they
anymore.
Fought for the independence in other Caribbean countries too.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. So say, shout out to them Zoes. Boy, they've been gangsters a long time. However, like I said, hey, I'm going to keep it real with you. Matter of fact, for those people who are listening who don't know, Haiti is not as poor as you people are brought to believe. Pink sandy beaches, five-star hotel resorts, all-inclusives. It's a little dangerous to get there. You know, it's a tough time right now. But when you get there and you're good to go in your compound, trust me, it is somewhere you want to be, somewhere you want to go. The picole is delicious.
We should have another conversation. We want to dig into the what's really going down there. Like, you know, I met a good person just this year that didn't know that Haiti and the DR were on the same island.
Española, like, baby. Española.
And didn't understand why you can find my family they were there. two different countries. And I was just like, well, and they were light skinned. And I was like, well,
you light skinned. Yeah.
I was terrible. Like, because part of the island, not all of them, but you know, they kind of look like me. And they kind of look like the island look like you.
A lot of Dominicans are dark skinned, though. Like, there's that whole thing about Dominicans.
They're not black.
No, I'm saying, okay, well, that's like a whole colorism thing, too. Because when I was in New York, we had a whole thing.
I'm saying, it goes deep into that.
Puerto Ricans and Dominicans don't want to be associated.
That's how deep it goes. And people think that, black. You know, we just talk about, you know, colorism or, you know, all the stuff from, you know, school days and all the stuff. No, it's been going back for people and countries.
So listen, I'm going to tell you.
It's everywhere.
Just like they tell you, if you're a big, hefty-sized woman, you get you an African prince because he loves you. Hey, everyone has their things. You feel me? But I'm going to tell you, slavery and Willie Lynch have, I wouldn't say destroyed because we're coming back, but they have shaken the core of a whole culture. I.e. the colorism, the separateness.
Are you referring to how it is in, like, even in South Florida, you catch a lot of that?
Between slavery and Willie Lynch.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm saying, like, do you find that same culture as you did in the Caribbean transferred to Miami,
yes. Yes.
South
however,
Florida, that same kind of culture.
However, though, I will tell you this. This is where I tell you that I want space. The melanated people of the Americas to come together about. Now, Jamaicans, Dominican, and Haitians, right? Real close in proximity. It's all good. We fight. We argue. We whatever, right? Haitian flag, you know, Haitian Day, Haitian versus Jamaicans, Dominicans, yada, 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 yada. Now, what I do appreciate, though, is that an outsider come and try to start with something. We are the Caribbean, my guy. But y'all was just fighting. That's not your problem. We are one people.
End it's just like story. HBCUs. You
oh,
know,
yeah. Yeah, you know, that's where we get it from.
I'm going to hit on y'all about him talking about the highest of something hills and don't talk about it's how really the Mecca, but then somebody come up with like HBCUs are like, excuse me?
Right. I am all HBCUs. John C. Smith. Right? And I hit you with the ones like, yeah, what? Okay. Who's that? That's exactly. True.
PWIs be trying to come at HBCU.
All y'all got is like, Kamala. I'm like, who?
Wait.
Kamala, who? At least they teach us how to say names correctly in the
right.
HBCU.
Right.
Kamala.
No hate to anyone who's listening that went to a PWI, but that's like a consistent thing that happens on Instagram and Twitter. HBCUs hang tough, heavy. And all the people on this podcast, even LA. LA, you went to Virginia? Huh? No, LA, where'd you go?
So Kim the genie has turned into Kim the comedian because she knows like everybody knows that I attended the illustrious, the Mecca, the Howard, the Howard University.
It must not just been the same Howard that she went to. That's all.
Right. I don't know.
Listen. One of you went to Howard, and one of you went to Hampton.
No, see. So LA no, went to Virginia Old State. Howard. That was what y'all said. He went to Old Howard. She went to New Howard.
The two buildings.
That's a conversation for
the two buildings that broke down in the back. Clearly,
LA. How do you feel? Real quick. Well, I'll get with you on outside, Kim, because I know you heard about this Felicia Rashad thing. I want to hear.
That's the smack. See?
Oh yes, Felicia Rashad was named Dean.
Listen, she's
Dean of. They changed it. It was Dean of College Arts and Sciences, and now it is Fine the Arts. Dean of.
Yeah, because she is
College
fun.
Of Fine Arts.
Listen, Felicia Rashad, she aged like good wine. Don't even drink wine.
Her and Debbie. Debbie did too. They both did.
First off.
Don't make that face. What?
No, you're saying Debbie Allen aged like fine wine?
So, I mean, she got that. So Felicia had more in the melanin that preserved it more.
Yes.
Felicia had more in the melanin that preserved it more.
No.
They still preserved, but.
Yes, Debbie Allen is a beautiful woman, but I'm going to keep it real with you.
They're sisters.
Wait. I'm the darkest one of my siblings.
Different daddies.
Listen.
Let me not put that out there. I don't know if that's true.
I'm gonna keep it real.
Don't be lying on Debbie. I don't want to have this discussion because this is the one time they listen to our podcast. You know, Debbie Allen, I love you. You cute, boo. But there's always a cute sibling, and there's always one that is in the shadow of the other sibling.
Which one are you?
If Debbie Allen wanted to get with me and curse me out about, you know, putting out false facts about her, I'd let her. I'd be like, hey, I still met Debbie Allen.
I think low key, Debbie Allen is gorgeous. Low key, yeah, I saw her on an episode of Grey's Anatomy the other night, and I was like, good God.
They both were bad in their prime, but we're talking about still bad on the.
No, they both.
Well, you're
a
woman. You're not. You're looking at her like I want to aspire to be that. We looking at her like.
How do men look at women? No. Would I still hit that's that?
So, Jeannie, I sent you a picture.
I would have said that when I'm old, and I would turn over and I get the you know, see that lane next to me at 60, I'm like, I'm a lucky man. That's
right. Right.
There's a lot. You know what? I will say that black women are actually killing it right now. Like, Halle Berry is gorgeous.
Yes.
Angela Bassett is gorgeous. Like, these are women over 50 that are gorgeous. Like, still, like, dang, how you show up these
and little and a generation people. After them still looking good, too. Like, Nia Long is still out there. Like,
Nia Long is gorgeous. I love Nia Long's freckles.
And if she called me today to tell me let's get married, we getting married. She is fun.
I want to know about
that's how I feel about Denzel, so I can't even.
Who out here still going for Denzel? Like,
you have no idea. Like, I told Nate, that's the only person I would leave
even
for.
Even the Uncle Denzel, the picture we saw a couple years ago, when that role.
When you look like
he was the one time to holler at your aunt.
I know what picture you're referring to.
Talking about Fences Denzel.
I don't care. He's so fine.
What about, okay, Denzel or his son?
Denzel.
Oh, that was Denzel's son in was he in that black and white
Tenet
movie?
See,
I fell asleep there.
He's in Malcolm and Marie.
Yeah, they were arguing. Yeah. They were arguing.
That movie was mad toxic. That was
It was triggering as hell.
I can't.
I was mad after watching it. Like, why was they arguing the whole time?
I was just like, man, I don't even know what this is. But we should stop watching this right now. I don't want none of this.
It makes you not want to be in a relationship. Like, I'm good. I need
like,
a break
like,
from you.
I felt like I felt like we're so off on a tangent now, but I felt like they wanted to give East Side a point that people be like, well, no, he was right about that, but she was right about that. Or yo, that girl crazy as hell. Which is where I was at one point.
I want y'all to know that Bailey just sent me a picture of
you. You asked the question. You tell me. You said
what was the question?
You talking about the skin tone, Kim? That's what he was wanting to show. To be quite honest, like I said, it runs in different family. My oldest sister, up until, you know, I think she was like 40, you know, could pass for a Caucasian. She's that fair skin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see us next to each other, you'd be like, excuse me? Like my nephews, I had my nephew's picture hang in my dorm when I was in college, and people were like, who white baby is this? And I used to be like, I'd be like, that's my child. They looked at me like,
what?
You were a dang lie.
Right.
I like this picture of you, Bailey. You look good. Look at you. This is like the only time I've ever seen you in a suit. It's a nice suit. Go ahead, Bailey. Anyway.
Next question.
We got way off tangent. Okay. So Hometown Heroes, now you've heard that all of us are kind of from different places and some of them
Before we go on to that, we need to retire the word hubbuga right now. I do have a question. So you said that Howard University, the mecca of HBCUs that you allegedly went to, and I guess
I knew LA went because I saw him at Howard.
Yeah. Because you.
Why is this alleged? There, I have the.
FedEx? I could go to Howard right now, like 10 minutes.
Wait, Bailey. We can't.
He's trying.
Because
it.
Alpha Chapter, you know, as much as she claimed Alpha Chapter on this podcast, if she didn't go to Howard. That something probably bad would have happened already.
They would have binged on me by now. We have a whole thing.
Took her out.
You know what? You're right.
We have a whole perpetrator.
Yeah, you're right. The A team is a little dangerous. You're right. So I guess I'll let you slide. I mean,
she would have had some black eyes. Like, okay. I need to
retract the statement.
Y'all are annoying. Do y'all see how they treat me on here? Okay, next. So basically, we're talking about Hometown Heroes today. So what is something that only you know? And I think this might be, I think this applies to all of them. What is something that only you know, like a secret location or a dope spot that outsiders wouldn't know about?
You can't give up those secret nuggets.
I was going to say, why would you give up the local secret?
No. Yes, you can.
We just talked about people jumping people. You want our people on our
able to jump. That's not the type of secret. That's not the type of secret I'm talking about. I'm talking about dope spots to visit that might not be like tourist attractions that are still really cool. Not like,
I'm not going to give you a secret location. I'm going to tell you one of the most famous locations not in Neptune, but right next to it in Asbury Park, which is our hood cousins, the Stone Pony, which is like this world famous rock bar where Bruce Springsteen and a whole bunch of other people got they shine. It's like a speck of light and surrounded by darkness. That's what my because you used to say it when growing up, because it was like, can they used to go there? It was how they got their start. They got them started.
Can they park their car without it getting broken into?
Like, yes, because now it's next to the $1 billion houses on the beach.
Speck of light. Okay, ginger. And as Lamar is crunching away, hungry, we're talking about different places that we're all from, our hometowns, and what makes those places like unique. Not secret, apparently, because secret's apparently a vile word, but different places that people might not know about that they should go to.
Listeners, you have to listen to them some more. You just have to catch these nuggets when we throw them out there. Like, just saying, hey, when you go to Miami, you go to this place, the secret's place. No! I'd be like, yo, y'all need to hit up the spot. Bum, bum, bum. It has to be in the moment. Can't just give you free nuggets.
But if people are, if you're like going to Miami and you know Bailey's from Miami and you call Bailey and you say, yo, Bailey, I'm about to head to Miami. Where should I go?
You're really not going to tell people where to go? IG, you slide in them DMs. Somebody's going to answer you. I'm just saying.
Bailey's DMs are wide open.
Nah, Bailey's DMs are. I said the Bailey. Flights with Benefits
apparently.
Podcast.
Apparently. DMs.
Sir Bailey on Instagram.
Nah, don't do it.
He got to get mad. So you in from Miami. Where should I go? Ew, put your tongue back in your mouth. This is why I can't deal with have cues on the podcast. All right, LA. What's some places? I don't know about Rochester.
You go to Syracuse. Hey, the Cuse is nice. Cuse got that big. Yeah, listen.
Is Cuse like Syracuse?
Yes, it's Syracuse, the whole city. Yes, Syracuse. Yes.
But that's still a couple hours away. But Rochester, honestly, I would say it's got a lot of original food places. That's one thing I've seen. Because when I left, I was like, damn, y'all ain't got this, y'all ain't got that, y'all ain't got that. One place I will say, if you are ever misfortunate enough to have to visit Rochester, again, I love my hometown, but I will be honest, I would recommend on the west side of the city, going to this place called Nick Tahoe's. It is a it's a hot dog spot, but they have this thing called a garbage plate. Bailey, have you ever had a garbage plate when you were up that way? So a garbage plate.
Wait, it's called a garbage plate?
It is. It's called a garbage plate. It's hard to describe what it is because it's so much, it's so many different things. It's a bunch of different meat, like sausage, ground beef, stuff like that. It's got fries on it. It's got salad on it. It's got sauces on it. It's crazy. And when you say it, it sounds disgusting. When I explain it, it sounds disgusting. When you see it, it looks disgusting. But when you eat it, you're like, this ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? It's good. So if you're ever in Rochester.
This ain't that bad.
Think about.
And only thing that makes it that bad, I think, is the fact that they call the garbage it a plate. Garbage
so,
plate. They
call it is it served on a trash lid? Like, is it served on a garbage lid?
I mean, it is technically. It's the really thin white, like the really thin white plate.
Like the CeCe's plates. The plates you used to get at
CeCe's. Actual paper plates, like with a grease sopped through and the plate is now clean.
Yeah.
Like that kind of paper plate.
Right. So
here's the thing, though. So the garbage plate, like we talked about one time, about how, like, I'm trying to think of the proper term because we have listeners everywhere that I can't say certain words, but the downtrodden people or slave food. There we go, slave food. So, that's the only way I can think of. So slave food, right? Where back in a long time ago, you get like the turkey neck, you get the hog moss, you know, you get all that stuff, like the table scraps. The garbage plate.
Shout out to turkey necks.
Big shout outs, right? The garbage plate looks like the table scraps
turkey legs
with a little mustard and ketchup on it. But when you dig into it, it's like, oh.
This is fire.
It's like, it's a medley of all the whole flavor spectrum.
But he said salad and so
sweet,
fries.
Salty, fresh.
And on.
That's what I said. It's the medley
that's
of the.
I don't know. There's a lot going on.
You clearly don't cook. Next topic.
I'll send you a picture, Kim.
I don't eat salad with fries. That's for sure. But that I'm
so,
I'll
so
try
tell
it.
Us about
I'm
Dallas, Kim. I feel like you might have the best advice for the people.
I feel like Dallas is whatever you want it to be. So if you're looking for, I'll say the places to go.
Where is the enthusiasm?
Where is the place it's going to have?
Dallas is just, it's okay.
I was thinking as I was giving it, I'm going to do a Bailey. All right.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
give you that fire with Dallas. I'm going to give you that Dallas fire. Okay. So Dallas is that Elm Street Tattoo Festival. You have Fair Park Riverfront Jazz Festival. You have Pop-Up Sandwich Street Festival. If you're looking for a place, I love sushi. There's a place near the Galleria. There's a lot of different Gallerias like across the U.S., but the Galleria in Dallas is really big. And they have this place called Kona Grill, and it has some very good sushi. They also have
like
a very poppin' happy hour.
Like a special
I think it's started in Dallas. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I'm pretty sure it started in Dallas. If a listener wants to correct me,
everybody.
Y'all can DM. But the Dallas Museum of Art is another great place if you're into that type of thing, like you want to go down that path of, you know, taking Instagrammable photos. There's a pop up shop that has a Gucci and a Prada exhibit, and the other thing I will say is that if you are going to go to Dallas, you're probably going to need an Uber because things are very far. I mean, you're probably going to need a car because Uber is not like really great. Things are really far apart unless you're going to stay in an A-Loft or the Westin, which has a really great happy hour. If that's your thing, you could probably find it in Dallas.
Also shout out to Fuse Radio that carries us. And the Dallas Fort
Shout
Worth
Shout out to
area.
Fuse.
Make sure you
in the Dallas Fort Worth
listen
area.
Listen to us every Thursday. At 6 p.m.
All right. It's time for Take Flight. Let's hear from Sir Bailey. Bailey, what you got up for us today?
What up, what up, what up, what up, y'all? You know, we always clowning outside of Flights and Benefits podcast. You know what I'm saying? A chill for layback podcast where I give Kim the genie, the beats, and the blues all day, every day. You feel me? We're about to start with Take Flight. Hey, the tips of right now is this is a thing. Right now in the world, for some reason, you know, saying computer chips are down. Cars, you can't find them. You can't get rentals. I don't know what's going on. So guess what? We was talking about it in the show today. Get you a road trip. Get in your car. Call the homie like, hey, I got gas. What's good? download, every state now has a way that you can download their maps, their travel guides. Download them. If you live in the Midwest or you're not too far from the Midwest or up north, download Idaho. Who knows? You're like somewhere different. There's places that people don't go to aren't all that expensive. Try some stuff. Whitewater rafting, go on a nature hike. I'm telling you, don't box yourself into the club, the strip club, and the next club. I'm telling you, try something different. Go out in nature a little bit. Enjoy yourself. Because guess what? You see the puppy in the background saying it's time to go. So, hey, let's take flight this week. Rue to the bras.
So I actually going to co-sign on Bailey Take Flight, because I may have just came back from Turks and Caicos, but I also went on a little road trip, a moto trek, as it were. And I was just out here seeing some of the smallest non-melanated towns in Virginia on my way, going through the Skyline Drive, Shenandoah National Forest, George Washington National Forest in Virginia, which is beautiful.
Like, gorgeous.
And the one thing I'm going to say that I was getting hyped every time I saw is I saw a whole bunch of us out there. Like, I had a whole bunch of people on biking. I saw a whole like team biking. I saw a whole bunch of hikers. I saw everything, a whole bunch of melanin on that road. But, unfortunately, one of the roads was closed, and we all ended up in this random town that, you know, had it all kind of scared, because I rolled up and there was like three black people looking at us like, I need some gas, but I ain't getting out of gas here. But yeah, get out there.
No, that's probably because of that gas shortage. If those of you who didn't know that where did it start? They cut the pipelines off. Did they? They got paid? Good God, don't do it, y'all. The federal government's going to find them.
Probably not.
That's all I got to say. But all right, guys. So we are really excited to have had LA on the podcast. We really want to thank him for showing up and showing out while Gerald, the producer, Mr. Adventurous, was out of town. So we want to please ask you to return your seats to their upright and most uncomfortable position as we come to the end of the show. Thanks, you guys, for rocking with us. We hope you'll stick around, become a frequent flyer as we get deeper and deeper into this melanated travel, cultural, life, everything in between. You can find us at Flights with Benefits Podcast, or at Sir Bailey, at L.A. Reed, at Kim the Genie.
Anybody can chime in.
Slide in, Mr. Sir Bailey's.
If anybody can chime in and tell me how many times Kim smacks her lips, I got $100 for you. I got you.
All right, y'all. Bye.